Time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. It's time for our Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Quite a week here.
Told ya.
We had.
Yeah, you did tell me as we left off last week. Oh, nice and quiet. Unfortunately, not the best of news, and it's all over not just Connecticut, but nationwide.
It's nationwide, yeah. Hotchkiss School paid for an independent report looking for any type of student abuse, and it took a while, 200,000 pages. They've got the whole report on their website, hotchkiss.org, for anybody that wants to see it. The whole report is there in full. They're not really commenting on it, but the report comments for itself. There's really nothing else to talk about this morning but that report.
It's just shocking to all of us who know those people, knew those people, and just so disturbing.
Yeah, what's interesting, out of all the people that were named, there, of course, are plenty of deceased people that are on that list. But one person, there is one person on the list who would not be interviewed and said that the accusations were false.
Mm-hmm. Well, our reporter, Bridget Ruthman, our court reporter, is going to pursue it. Talked to her yesterday, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it's just dreadful. We're seeing,
No, it's absolutely awful, and people should, if you got to go to the report and look at it, it is done professionally.
Well, that's the whole thing. I've seen a lot already on social media, not just on Facebook, but on Twitter and on other accounts, people just disparaging and going after the school. And what I have posted probably 25 different times is go to hotchkiss.org. They are not hiding anything. This is an independent report. The full report is there for everybody to see.
Read the report, and then if you have an informed opinion to express, that would be helpful and constructive. And at this, with something like this, helpful and constructive, may not be as much fun, but it certainly beats the alternative.
Ruth and I were talking about this yesterday. Bridget Ruthman deals with these type of reports all the time. And I feel for her, because especially Bridget is from this area.
Yeah, I spoke with her yesterday, and she worked with these people. Yeah. She was on the ambulance crew. She knows a lot behind the scenes even, and it's just, as we said, very disturbing and unfortunate. But I agree with you, Marshall. I mean, the school took it on its own and had this investigation going. It's not, not hiding things the way so many of these institutions do. So at least
I think
we should be grateful for that.
I think what they did was they took a look and said, you know what? We're not going to have something come out piecemeal basis every couple of months.
Right.
Let's bring everything that we can possibly find out of the open, leave it out there, and it's not for them to comment on right now. It's for people to digest, and for the people who were affected to see that this report was done, and see what happens from there. I mean, with so many of these people deceased and so many of these people, I mean, some of these things happened 20, 25 years ago.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I hate to say, but we see this sort of thing all the time. This comes on the heels of the Pennsylvania priest.
I think that's what makes it even more startling and hurtful to people around here, is it comes on the heels of that other report from Pennsylvania.
That's just
I sent this to Marshall. Marshall, I don't know if you saw it yet, but I was struck by it. And that is the Vatican's response, really and truly, to that report. It's the Pope's response, and it's very interesting. And meaning in a coherent, cogent, clear, articulate, it's like, all right. And I was struck by it, which is why I passed it along. Obviously, I'm just mentioning that I sent it to Marshall. It's available. It's their statement. It's not even a statement. It's a letter.
Mm.
But this, if there is anything, anything to be gained from this, it is to A, acknowledge, and then B, figure out an appropriate way to process it.
You know, Ruth, it's I guess what really strikes the heart of this area is, of course, we have so many private schools around here,
right,
that this, we have gone through this now in different phases with Indian Mountain School,
right,
and with, right, and with Hotchkiss on a race matter earlier on, and it just makes people's eyebrows go up and wonder what's the next shoe to drop.
You had the gunnery.
It's
a prevalent condition.
A prevalent condition not only in schools, but it's a prevalent condition, unfortunately, in society as a whole.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
sad state. Yep. Yeah. Well, I have a pretty empty week coming up.
Yeah.
Cornwall selectmen are meeting tomorrow, and Cornwall has a town meeting on Friday.
About the Bend.
The town is going to sign a lease agreement and with Eversource and take over the maintenance, and HVA is going to do some upgrades there with the grant money they got from the GE suit. So we have that. And, of course, tomorrow the new teachers arrive at Region 1, full day for them, and hopefully we can meet up with all the new ones. And then on Wednesday they all come. So we're back at it again, Region 1, here we go.
And we are awaiting the results of the report on
the NEASC report.
The
correct.
NEASC report.
Yeah.
We should hear about that this week from the school.
Right. That's the accreditation that they did last year when they had people coming and checking it out, as they do all the schools around. And, yes, we should be hearing about that as well. So,
all right.
So, and I'm not going to jinx and say it's a quiet week, Jill. We'll see what happens.
All right, Ruth.
Talk to you next week, guys.
All right, take care, Ruth.
You too. Bye-bye.
That is Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American report here on Robin Hood Radio.